This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Marty Warmhout, who is a supervisor in the county of Santa Cruz in California. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Thank you, Mark.
Before we talk about the recent Supreme Court decision about medical marijuana, could you bring us up to date on what the situation was before this decision in terms of California law and Santa Cruz law regarding the medicinal use of marijuana within that jurisdiction?
Well, by initiative, of course, the voters in California overwhelmingly expressed their approval of medical marijuana use in the mid-90s. Before that statewide initiative, there had been a local initiative in Santa Cruz County, which did much the same thing. In Santa Cruz County, we have local medical marijuana ID card program, which we have had and which has worked well for a while now. We have established limits that we consider appropriate for patients who are either growing or simply possessing marijuana to possess safely.
About how many people have those cards?
At this point, there are around 1,000 cards in the county.
And it just in general terms, how does one get one of those cards?
If one has a form filled out by a doctor, that any doctor licensed to practice in the state of California, that indicates that you have a medical condition that would benefit from the use of marijuana, you take that to a department of our health services agency. You give them the form. They verify from the doctor's name and license number that it is a doctor that is indeed licensed to practice in the state of California, at which point, if it is, you pay $35. A card is developed, a plastic card that looks much like a driver's license with your picture on it and a county seal,
right,
and an expiration date, which is usually 1 or 2 years, depending on what the doctor has asked for. And then you are given that card along with the form you produced. The county keeps no records at all. And that is very central to our program and guarantees both doctors and patients confidentiality.
Okay, and then how is that card used in the obtaining of a medical marijuana?
The card is not necessarily useful in obtaining marijuana.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it could be in that some of the co-ops might look at that card and say, well, this is a good thing. Mostly what the cards do is establish not only for patients but for their caregivers, who can also get cards, that they have a legitimate use and need to have marijuana if they're stopped by law enforcement or if law enforcement come to their home.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, say something about how the people with the cards, and the card, as you said, essentially deflects law enforcement activity against them. Is that the basic point?
Well, I mean, what it does, say that one thing that was a very great source of anxiety for perhaps a caretaker,
right,
of someone with cancer who was, you know, pretty much house-ridden or bedridden,
right,
that caretaker might go to, let us say, the WAM cooperative to get marijuana for the patient,
right,
and often was very anxious about driving with,
right,
a quantity of marijuana in the automobile in case, you know, one was going to get stopped for anything, some,
right,
minor kind of traffic violation. That was something that was a additional source of anxiety for people who are often in a pretty difficult and anxious state anyway. Caretaking for a very ill person is,
right,
certainly difficult. What this meant is that if you had that card, you could show it to law enforcement personnel, and in Santa Cruz County, law enforcement has agreed to recognize the legitimacy of the cards and the legitimacy of the purpose, and has made every effort neither to arrest people who have cards nor to seize the substance.
Let me ask about these co-ops. How many of them are there in Santa Cruz?
Actually, the one I know of is WAM. If there are others, and I suppose there could be, I don't know about them.
Does that stand for anything?
Women's Alliance for Medical Marijuana.
Okay. And that's like a storefront somewhere in Santa Cruz?
No, it is actually a collective. It
right.
is not a storefront. You have to be a member of that collective.
Right.
It grows, the collective grows marijuana for the use by people who are members of the collective, all of whom are ill. And it's been there. No money is exchanged.
Right.
This is not like a buyer's club.
Right.
The co-op grows its marijuana and distributes it to its members, and they are full. I mean, they can obviously only handle so many patients.
Now, does
and they always have a waiting list.
Does the law cover? I don't want to get. I mean, this could obviously be a very long discussion, but I'm just trying to understand. Since marijuana as such, it's illegal to grow it,
yes.
possess it, sell it, use it, distribute
yes.
it. At where is the line between what the medicinal marijuana law on the state level and the county level makes legal, and where some activities are illegal?
Obviously, locally, we are subject to state and federal laws.
Right.
And certainly, our law enforcement personnel would never take the position that they are not going to enforce the law.
Right.
However, it's all a question of priority.
Right.
Not every law is enforced with equal vengeance. If one might put it that way, or with equal resources or with equal enthusiasm. We don't have a law enforcement officer at every station at every stop sign
right.
to make sure that people don't run a stop sign.
Right.
Basically, what has happened here is that there has been the decision that enforcing the law in the case of people who have marijuana for medical uses is a very, very low priority.
Is it what is this the law in Santa Cruz County now for possession of marijuana for people who are completely healthy and are using it for recreational purposes?
It's the law anywhere else.
And that's what is that exactly in California?
Well, in state law, that there are possession of marijuana under a certain amount is a misdemeanor, over a certain amount is a felony.
Right. So does the addition of the medical marijuana provisions help significantly? Is there much risk for people who want to have an ounce or two of marijuana outside of the medical marijuana laws that they're going to get into any trouble anyway?
Who are ill need a great deal more than an ounce or two of marijuana around.
Okay.
It's very hard for people to get marijuana. It's difficult to sometimes for people to, they need to have a supply around that's adequate for
right.
some period of time.
Okay, just one last question then about this border between the legal and the illegal.
It's all illegal.
It's all illegal, but somehow people who have the medical marijuana card, it's not illegal for them to possess it. Is what I'm saying.
It is illegal.
Oh, it is illegal.
That we sure. Oh, okay. It is still illegal, as I said. No law enforcement officer in this county would say that it is not illegal to possess marijuana.
Okay.
And no law enforcement officer would say that they are not going to enforce state and federal law.
So if I understand
it's a question of priority.
Okay. All right. So if I'm understanding it correctly, then the possession remains illegal even with the card, but this is an indication
that it would
free
be
pass,
a very low
priority.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's the status quo. Has having this situation around with 1,000 people having this card led to an explosion of either illegal marijuana possession or other criminality in Santa Cruz County?
Actually, it has not. And it's very interesting. At the time we did the medical cards, the ID cards, there were people in our health services agency who were very worried about doing this because they thought we would be overwhelmed with people coming in from all parts of the state to get medical marijuana.
Or the country,
cards.
Or the world.
Or whatever.
You'd become Amsterdam.
Happened.
Amsterdam in the mountains there.
Yes, it has not happened. It has not happened at all. People in the health services agency said, oh, well, we'll have to create an additional clerical position just to process all these cards, and so that position's never been filled.
All right. So things were going along like this, and then the Supreme Court said that the federal government has the right to prosecute, arrest people who are using medical marijuana, even though the state of California and the county of Santa Cruz have said it's a really low priority. What was your reaction to that decision?
Well, it was, first of all, I think it's a bit ironic that Clarence Thomas and Rehnquist voted in opposition,
right,
to the majority on this, but it does indicate that what is at heart here is a states' rights issue.
Right.
And in this particular case, I continue to believe that this is not a question of interstate commerce, that there is no particular reason for the federal government to interfere in California law. I think it's a very flawed opinion. And furthermore, it's heartbreaking because this means that people who are very ill now will suffer the additional anxiety and difficulty of worrying about whether they're breaking the law by simply using whatever palliative treatment for their illness suits them best.
And in fact, you don't think it's going to reduce the use of medical marijuana by people who are using it now?
No, it simply will make their lives far more difficult.
Now, you talked about priorities as a sort of a mitigating a factor in the situation. Do you feel that the federal government is going to make it a high priority to find patients who are using medical marijuana and arrest them?
I have absolutely no idea. I mean, it would seem to me that that would be the most bizarre and ridiculous priority, but there are other federal priorities that I consider bizarre and ridiculous, so I don't know.
Okay. Now, this isn't the only situation in which officials in Washington say that California can't do what it wants. The Real ID Act is now in place, and it's going to impose standards on California DMV for establishing residency and other requirements for driver's licenses. There's the Supreme Court decision now on medical marijuana. There seems to be some sort of a trend where Oregon, to a lesser extent Washington, and California have views, especially on medical issues, that that the government in Washington doesn't seem to like. Do you see this general trend happening and this being part of it?
Well, I haven't really thought of it that way. I think that this particular issue, this is an issue all over the country. I think that California has somewhat led the nation in terms of policy direction here. But, I think there are people all over this country who have realized that the national drug policies are flawed and have been a failure, who have wanted to sort out the medical use of marijuana from the criminalization of other drug activity. I don't think that it's a problem specific to California.
Okay. Well, then if it's a national problem, what initiatives might you get involved with, or what initiatives do you know about to lobby Congress to change the law on medical marijuana, or even to change the law on marijuana in general and get it rescheduled in some way?
Well, my understanding is that a vote will probably come up again later this week on the marijuana legislation that was introduced, I guess, last year.
Do you know whose it is or what the bill is? And what it does?
Let me see what I can find this for you. I have stuff here. Sorry, because I know
okay.
You're trying to record this, but
sure.
I would need to look for this.
Okay. So it would take longer, but there is some pending legislation in...
There is pending legislation. It didn't do well last year, and I'm not at all convinced that it would do... It's not, it may do a little bit better. I would hope it would do a little bit better this time.
It doesn't sound like you're optimistic that it would pass.
No, I don't think it will pass.
What's the problem? What's the issue? Why do people in Santa Cruz know something that the people in Congress seem not to?
Well, now we're into the whole issue of what seems to be a very deep chasm in terms of values in this country,
right,
and in terms of appropriate direction,
right,
for policy in this country.
Well, why don't you address that issue, because that seems to be at the crux of the problem and the dispute, doesn't it?
I think what I would have to say is that we are going to have to find some way to begin talking to each other, those of us across some sort of cultural divide, on these issues, which really are issues that I'm convinced should unite all of us. I don't know people who are not worried about the use of harmful drugs, particularly for kids. We have an epidemic with methamphetamine in this county. It concerns me greatly. And I don't know people, on the other hand, I don't care where they live, in the Midwest or in Santa Cruz County, Kansas or Santa Cruz County, that don't also share a very deep concern that people who are gravely and critically ill receive the most compassionate kind of medical care. Apparently, we're not talking to each other in the right terms.
All right. Well, hopefully people will listen to this and have a little inkling about what some of those terms might be, and maybe we can move the discussion a little bit further forward.
That would definitely be a goal I would love to see achieved.
Okay, good. Well, I want to thank you for talking to us today, and
yes,
and continued success in running your own county as you see fit.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate talking to you.
Right. Bye.
Bye.